Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am so excited today to be speaking to the legend, Mr. Bubba Mills, the CEO of the Corcoran Consulting and Coaching Company. I said it right. And we're excited to sit down and add a ton of value to your life and business today. Bubba, thank you so much, man, for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. I appreciate the invite.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us about yourself, man. Who are you? What's the story? How'd you get to where you are today?
Man, without going out into full-blown details, I come from single parent. My mom worked in the finance industry, and I think dogs were treated better than women in the finance industries back in the 60s and 70s. I used to have to do homework underneath her desk. She was the person that had to do everything in there. And, you know, I always made it my mission that when I could, I would do my best to be able to change people, to be able to make them better. And that's people above her level, and people below that level. I do a lot with women. I do a lot with people that are coming out of rehab. We do a lot of giving here at the company. And the reason why is because I came from poor. You know what I mean? If you've never had government cheese before, I'm going to let you know there's always one chunk that won't melt, and it really drove me nuts. So it was always giving. I mean, I taught my first class in 1991. I taught the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act at Pierce College in Tacoma, Washington, to Weyerhaeuser and John Deere, and teaching them legal ways of being able to collect business and that kind of stuff. And I've been basically a coach and an instructor for real estate, mortgage, and small business for almost 30 years now.
That's incredible, man. That's incredible. And I want some of the people to understand that. I think you're probably very well known in the space, but maybe some people listening to you have not heard. You gave me a very impressive stat a second ago about how many of your clients are on Wall Street. Can you give us a little bit of the background? Like, what are some of the successes that some of your students have experienced, you know, in the last couple of years?
Sure. The Wall Street Journal Real Trends Report puts out, you know, the top 250 by team, by volume, and then also by individual by volume. On the team side, we have coached 110 out of the top 250 teams that are on that. Based on the 2018 report. 2019 hasn't been published yet until June. We have clients that serve 1,200 families a year. I've got one client personally that I coach that we went from 23 transactions in 2017 to serving 84 families in 2018. So it doesn't matter where you're at in your career. We have coaches for every level. That one, I personally coach. I do my best to take every level of client that I coach myself so I can be in the trenches, you know, with somebody who's starting their business, with somebody who's starting a team, the mid-sized teams and the mega team. So, you know, I do that as a personal thing to not just take on the mega clients, you know, that people would expect somebody, you know, like me to do. I like to give back, and those people deserve just as much as the bigger ones do.
That's awesome. I love it. How important, I'm going to dive into some good questions here.
Yeah.
How important do you think that marketing is to a real estate agent's business, either at the solopreneur level or team leader broker level?
So marketing is, I'm going to say, probably 60% of your value. If people don't know who you are, your brand means nothing. Without a brand, then you have to have a value proposition. So what is your unique value proposition on top of your brand, on top of your marketing, on top of who you are? If people don't know who you are and what you stand for, they're usually not going to do business with you. You know, there's a quote that's been around, and about 85 people have claimed it, and that is, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. So what does your brand look? Quit spending less time and money on your fonts and your color themes and what everything's going to look like, and spend more time on what your marketing looks like, what you want to be known for, how you want to be known.
How do you think that agents today have had to adapt to this new culture of marketing we've walked into in the last few years?
Technology. When I started my career back in 1987 is when I actually got into the business, and I couldn't sell crap my first year, just so you know that. I failed miserably. So
a few people. Met a few people.
And I was, you know, I did better and better and better. I mean, I wound up getting with somebody who said, I'll give you 35% and you can work underneath me and let me teach you. And I went, that's better than my 90% of nothing. So, you know, when I made that change, you know, that was kind of my first mentor in the business. I mean, I've got mentors, you know, like Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Grant Cardone, Andy Andrews, if you know who he is. I've gone through his coaching program and it changed my life. So what I learned back in an early day, and it's a quote, and it's actually, I've got a book that I'm writing, and it's called I'll Be Me and You Be You. And that's kind of what marketing is that a lot of people in today's market see these big mega hitters and they're like, I want to be like them. No, you don't. You want to be like you, right? Learn from them. Because I made the mistake that I bought the same systems, I spent just as much money as the other people, and I failed miserably to hit the status they did. And the reason why is because I wasn't them. I didn't have their people. I didn't have them. So I learned, you know what? I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to brand me. And my brand will grow and grow and grow, and I can market my brand, and then I get a brand awareness, and then I can advertise a brand awareness.
What do you think it means today to have a personal brand? I think, and I kind of just preemptive here, like we do marketing. That's what we do as a company in large part. And I get so many people I get in conversation with on a daily basis that say, I just want to build my brand. I just want to build my brand. I just want to build my brand. They don't really necessarily even know what they're talking about. So what do you think it means today to have a personal brand? How does that parlay into growing a really big real estate company?
So we are a service-based industry, right? You can't look at a brand like Pepsi. Pepsi is a product. So when they build a brand, you know, when you see the logo of Pepsi, you know what it is. If you think of a service, half of my life has been mortgage also. I own two mortgage companies. We coach mortgage. And I like to use this example. I work for a company called Option One Mortgage, and it was the largest servicing company in the United States at that time. And we were owned by H&R Block. And before H&R Block was known as the big giant block, H&R Block. And they went through this marketing campaign. They went to this marketing company. They paid $1 million to get that green box. I would have given them a red one for $500,000. But they paid $1 million for that green box. So I ask you this question. What changed with H&R Block after doing that marketing policy? Absolutely flipping nothing. Right? Your service. What you provide in this industry is your marketing. Your testimonials is your marketing. Your reviews is your marketing. And look, people, quit saying I have 95% satisfied customers, because satisfied customers suck. That's a 2.5 rating on Yelp. If you don't have raving fans, satisfied customers are useless.
That's a great point. If you don't have raving fans, especially today.
Yeah.
Especially today in the world where everybody knows, right? Everybody knows like this, what your business is and what it represents based on the raving fans that you actually have. Like, we live in a society that's very fan driven right now. I want followers, I want likes, I want comments, I want shares, I want engagement. But very few people actually have raving fans.
Right. And that raving fans is like a past client referral program. You know what I mean? It's not that, hey, you know, I served 600 families this year. You know what I mean? It's a minimum of 40% of my business for the next year is going to be from past client referral business. You want to make money in this industry? Quit spending money on new leads and invest time on the ones you've already served. Because there's one thing that can't be paid for. It's a referral. It has to be earned. That's your brand. That's your marketing. That's what you then turn into your advertising dollar. And that's when we put in a PPC budget, and a PPI budget. We do billboards and radio and television. That's advertising. But if you don't have a brand and you're not marketing your brand, you're advertising nothing. You're throwing money in the trash.
Mm-hmm. What have you taught people over the last several years as far as your students? What have you kind of coached them and guided them on from the whole social adoption situation, you know, Facebook ads and Instagram and this and that and the other. What has been some of your, you know, kind of leading advice over the last couple of years about things that top producers can do to adopt these new ways of growing their influence and getting new customers?
So I'll give you a real live example of a client, and I won't mention his name. We had a client, he was doing 100% REO, and he was doing good. I mean, he was doing about 300 houses a year, right? Decent sales, all REO. In REO, you get beat down, you're making basically 10 bucks an hour by the time it's done, reduced commissions, everything else. So he came to us because he wanted to build a traditional business. So we helped him build the team and be able to leverage those signs on the yard, be able to get buyer's agents, be able to turn that into a traditional business. The way that we got it done is I said, hey, what's your passion? And he's like, you know what? I love that show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or whatever it is. And he goes, I love those kind of things. And I said, why don't you go interview one of them and put them on your social media, right? And then you share it with them. They share it with you. You cross promote, you pick up their followers on your social media brand. Now, fast forward 5 years, he gets somewhere around 18,000 views and about 200 shares and well over 400 to 500 comments on every one of those. But it started from number one. What today is completely different than the 80s? In the 80s, postcards, newspaper, realtor magazines, home magazines, that's how we did our marketing, right? Postcards are not out today, people. Print marketing is still there, but it can't be your major focus. With social media, Facebook has allowed us to be able to build campaigns for as small as a dollar a day. You know what I mean? And you go in your budget. If it's a dollar a day, $3 a day, or $20 a week, whatever your budget is, that's fine. A dollar a day, it's $30 a month. You can't afford that. Go work at JCPenney's. You're in the wrong industry, man. You know? But what it's allowed us to do is to be able to increase our cross promotion. Us in our industry, we're known as small business owners, right? Every single person that watches your show is a CEO of their company. If you're 1099, you're the CEO of your company. You wake up the same way that I wake up, on the unemployment line, and until we get a deal done, you're not feeding your family, you're not putting shoes on your feet, and you're not keeping a house roof over your head. So you have to treat your business like a business, just like I have to treat my business like a business. So it doesn't matter if you sell one property a month or you sell 50 properties a month. There's one common goal, and that is every one of us have to be successful entrepreneurs and business owners. On top of that, there's other small businesses around our local community that don't have the outreach that you do. If you look at what your sales volume is, it's usually more than your local McDonald's for most realtors. Okay? So you're a small business because of the size of your business, not the volume of your business. Now, we're not keeping all that money, but neither is McDonald's. So why aren't you treating your business like them? Now, what you need to do is work with other small businesses. So we get local. When I moved from San Diego, California to O'Fallon, Illinois, I had no clue who was going to mow my yard. I had no clue where to get a manicure and pedicure. I had no clue where to take my dog to the veterinary. I had no clue. None. Nobody. And my agent never said, hey, Bubba, here's a list of people that I go to that my family trusts. Aren't those lists all small business owners? Now, couldn't you go and showcase one of them and put them on your social media feed, and then they put you on the social media feed? They're going to share it with their friends. You're going to share it with yours. And boom, in a month, you just picked up another 500 to 1,000 followers. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard, but you do have to work.
That's the thing, right? So go back 20 years ago, cost you more money. Today, it costs you more effort, less money.
That's an interesting paradigm, too, when we live in a society that has flipped the way that they train people to work. It does take more effort today. I like the way that you said that. It takes far more effort to do certain things, but so few are so unwilling in an age of automation. How do you embrace technology, but you not let automation take over your business?
Yeah. I use the statement that technology is there to enhance your client's experience, not drive it, right? So, you know, if you think about how we run businesses today versus like in the 80s, I still have a Rolodex, guys. I won't let go of that Rolodex. I love it, right? Outlook solved that problem. You've got mass emailing. You've got mass lead gen on the internet versus us putting everything out in print magazine. We used to do business with a handshake, and today we do business with a emoji. So when you've got to embrace technology to the way that my mom, who's getting coming close to 80 years old, texts me more than she calls me now. My mom's got a Facebook page. She'll go on and comment stuff and everything else. So it doesn't matter the age of your demographic of the client that you're going after. Every one of them uses technology. They go online, they're using realtor.com, they're using Zillow, they're using Redfin, they're using all these systems. So if your company is not present on the web, and if we're not using companies like Sierra Interactive, Firepoint, Commissions Inc., Boomtown, Real Geeks, any of those, REW, if we don't have our website that's out there in the public view, you're a dinosaur. And then that's just it. I hate to say it. Even people that run 85% referral business, if people can't find them online, it's not creditable.
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, if you look, 37% of homes sold in 2018 were sold to millennials.
Yep.
99% of those home searches originated online. Like you're fastly coming into a demographic of people that's moving there. And even today, I would argue, you know, if you don't have a website, you're a dinosaur. If you don't have, you know, a dynamic user experience created, you don't have marketing funnels. If you don't have experiences created around individual aspects of your business, you're a dinosaur. And in a lot of ways, we've seen the evolution of the website become a business card really quick. And people that, you know, have gone a step further and created actual experiences, marketing experiences, sales experiences for their users are able to take business so much farther, so much faster. It's a relationship business. Like it's not any more complicated than that. It's always been a relationship.
Yep.
Business. And for a long, 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 long time to come, it's still going to be a relationship business. What are some things that you kind of, you like to teach around, you know, relationship building, sales, kind of mixing those two worlds? Like what advice do you like giving around, you know, creating sales processes, that type of stuff?
So I always tell people today, we do not have to be these sales beasts like we used to be. Today, we're solution providers. The consumers have just as much power that we have today. The consumers can go online and find out information. Now, they're talking to an algorithm. They're talking to a data collection company. They're not talking to an expert. Zillow doesn't tell them it's on the corner of a four-way street that's four, you know, that's four lanes and it's got a train that goes to the backyard. They don't tell you that, right? It's what a local expert does. So being in front of the consumer in search modes, being in front of the consumer with your expertise, every consumer still wants a handshake today. I don't care if you're a millennial or you're a baby boomer or a Gen X or a Gen Y, everybody respects a handshake. Everybody respects me to look you in the eyes and say, Grant, I am going to do my very best to be able to make your homeownership needs come true. And remember, I get paid on success. So I don't get paid until you find your dream home. And I'm willing to commit that time and that effort and my money to be able to get you into that. Does that sound great? Those kind of conversations don't happen today. Those kind of conversations, people have allowed technology to drive it. You've got to look at not overusing technology. Drip campaigns are great. High touch campaigns are great, but you got to pick up the phone and call. You got to text, make it happen. You got to write handwritten note cards. That's the only way we're going to get through. Because just think what the next step is going to be. When AI picks up so much, there's probably going to be a robot talking to you instead of me. I'll be in Jamaica on the beach and my robot will be talking to you. You know what I mean? It's just the way it's going to be. We have to be a high touch community. We have to be an eye to eye, belly to belly, face to face interaction with our clients. I don't care if you're a millennial or a baby boomer. Now, a lot of us, what technology allows us to do is to be able to FaceTime or Skype somebody. I have clients that sell houses and they have never even walked through the house before because the buyer's out of the country or deployed, or they can't see the house and we're in the market and it hit everything. So we'll walk through with Skype with our phones. If you're not doing that, I hate to tell you this, you're losing business.
Big time. You gotta embrace the change, and you gotta embrace the nuances that continue to develop in the space, not just in like real estate, but in human behavior. Yep. It's a lot of what you were kind of talking about there. It's really important to kind of embrace some of those ideologies that are creeping into, you know, the way that we do things. It's some of us don't like it. Some of you listening might not like it,
right?
But the market doesn't respond to what you like. The market responds to what they like. And so it's important to take that in. What would you say, you've got such a track record of coaching high producers, top performers, and taking people from where they are to where they really, really want to go. What have been some of the biggest things that you've seen, the biggest differences in people that really become high performers, high producers, and people that don't?
Mindset. Most people that want to take it to that next level have to learn that they can't be control freaks anymore, right? That the team is bigger than them. In fact, the company's bigger than they are. You know, they might be the icon that built the sales team. They might be, in today's world, most people who are team leads or buy a franchise or go independent are amazing salespeople. However, they're flipping horrible at operations. So when you learn how to truly run a business and understand that a restaurant is all formed from a great chef, but the chef can't do everything, it's the same thing with you. So your mindset has to change from being an amazing salesperson to actually being the CEO of your company and learning to effectively delegate. That doesn't mean dump on people. It doesn't mean single management, fly in, poop on them, and fly out, right? It means inspect what you expect. It means that you have to take and learn what your strengths and what your weaknesses are and be able to bring people with you that are going to support what your weaknesses are and also help influence what your strengths are. And understand the number one problem with top producers are is they had to learn they don't have to go on every listing. Everybody wants a list with me. No, they don't. They want a list with your company because of you. But it doesn't have to be you. Okay? Yeah.
You got to understand the attractive character in a business. That's it. So important.
You go to some of Tony Robbins' events. He's not even there. His coaches are doing it. What you pay to go to Tony Robbins' event?
Yeah. You walk into. Sorry, I keep cutting you off. You walk into a Starbucks, and Howard Schultz is not the guy that's there pouring your coffee.
No, he's not. And it's learning how to be a business owner. It's really taking that entrepreneurship and making a mind shift that I'm not just an amazing salesperson anymore. That mind shift and learning that most challenges we have with most clients are the 6 inches between their ears. It's getting them past that part of it. We don't physically need to do anymore. In fact, a lot of times we don't even need to spend a lot more money to do it. It's the mind shift of implementing different systems and bringing in other people. That will be my number one way of growing your business.
I love it. I think we've been talking about this a lot lately. Just because you're the reason people come to your business doesn't mean that you need to be doing the business. Like, you've got to build a team around you if you really want to grow and scale in a big way.
I coach 2% of my clients.
Right, exactly.
I have coaches. That's what they do for a living.
Exactly. You've got to be able to scale it up.
And if it was just me, there's no way I could coach hundreds and hundreds of clients. Just there's no way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So speaking of coaching clients, you've come today and dropped some just absolute amazing value. And what I love before I get into that is I've interviewed a ton of people. Like, I've sat in interview after interview. I've spoke with several influential leaders, many real estate coaches. I have a lot of dear friends that are coaches in the space. One thing that I've always heard, everybody has different ways of saying it, but there are core principles that guide business and marketing and sales. I think that everybody is so attracted to finding that next shiny object that's going to help them get the six pack without doing any of the ab work or any of the kitchen work. What would you say to somebody that kind of heard what I just said? You know, business is business, marketing is marketing, sales and sales. These are principles that have never changed. The methodologies, the tact, the strategy has changed and evolved, but the core principles that guide success don't seem to have ever changed. What would you say to somebody that was maybe looking for something to get them there quick, or somebody that was into immediate gratification?
There's no silver bullet. If you don't pay to play, you're not going to respect the game. You know, even if there was a machine that gave me six-pack abs, if I didn't change my habits to be able to get there, my six-pack abs will go back into a keg. If you don't increase your habits, you don't actually follow core values. Like ours, our number one core value is clients first, right? If you don't change yourself, there's no product, there's no company that can do it for you, right? There's companies out there that can influence what you're doing and help you along with it. But most of the time, it's your habits that got you where you're at. And to be able to get to that next level, you have to change your habits. That's not buying another product. It's not buying a better CRM. It's not spending more money on lead gen. You know, if you're a jerk, no one's going to work with you no matter how many leads you have, right? And if you're amazing, you can't hire fast enough. So pay the play, especially you new agents out there. You want to know why most of our clients work 8 to 5 Monday through Friday? It's because they worked the 10 days a week, 140, 90 hour weeks for their last 4 to 5 years. They paid to play it. And when you earn that, you can do it. Then you start taking a Saturday off. Then you start taking a Sunday off, right? But if you don't earn it and it's just given to you, then you're going to expect it instead of respecting it. And when you respect it, the gain is so much more valuable.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. I could not agree more wholeheartedly too. You know, people come to us sometimes and they're like, hey, why don't you just let me have what you do for free? And I say, okay, well, can you tell me what the health of your heart is? How are your lungs doing? You look a little bit overweight. Forgive me by saying that. I'm not talking to you directly, of course, but what's the status of your relationships? Are your finances in good standing? And usually people will turn around like, why the heck are you asking me all these questions? It's like, well, you know, because you got your son or your daughter for free. You got your wife, you know, usually for free, right? It wasn't sometimes you might have had to pay for it, but the heart you have, the lungs you have, the body you have, all these things were given to you, and look how you value them. Look how you value them based on what's represented here, you know? And so when I look at people and I analyze, you know, a lot of what you just said, like if you don't go out there and earn it, you just aren't going to value it. It's so true when you look at the way that people treat themselves.
Yep.
And it is just, it's powerful. It's a powerful illustration in my opinion of, you know, what success really can be if you go out there and you put your nose to the grindstone and you just earn it. Like you're never going to let it go either, for sure.
And success has to be earned, not paid for.
Yeah, you know, earned. I got a shirt, or we were gonna release something. It says earned, not given. Like, right. You gotta earn it, man. Man, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast today. Time's kind of flown by. We're running a little bit late, but I really appreciate you jumping on here and sharing a ton of value. I think that you know, if you're listening to this, guys, you've got to look the Corcoran companies up and really let them dive in and help you, because their track record for success is just almost unbelievable. Bubba, if somebody wanted to do that, if somebody wanted to reach out and connect with you, maybe not use your services yet, just wanted to reach out and connect or whatever, what's the best way? What's the single best way for them to do that?
So you can send an email to bubba@corcorancoaching.com. Or if you would like to sit down and get a free consultation to see if we're right for you, then you can send an email to successteam@corcorancoaching.com. And I will let you know that probably 50% of the people that call us, we do refer to other coaching companies. So if we're not right for you, we don't want your money. We'll actually help you find the right coaching company you're looking for.
That's great. That's great. And guys, we'll make sure that we link that contact information in the show notes so that you have access to that. We appreciate you guys so much for jumping on to the podcast today. We will see you on the next episode. Thanks, Bubba. Again, appreciate you, brother.
All right, man. God bless.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.